I decree and I declare that every embargo be lifted, every embargo be lifted, every barrier that has caused men not to see me, because I know that my Father God sees me, the all-seeing God sees me. Therefore, every barrier, every embargo that has caused men not to see me is broken, is lifted, is lifted, is lifted, is lifted, is lifted, is lifted. Press in, and decree your liberty. Press in. I decree my liberty. I am seen. I decree and I declare. I have seen. I will see the goodness of the one that sees me. I decree and I declare. I will see the goodness of the one that sees me. I will see the goodness of the one that sees me. I akabure ke baraka sandara da kaye ke barara da 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 da. Zendelelelelelelelele. Ye kabure ke baraka sandara da da. Every embargo be lifted in the name of Jesus. Every barrier be lifted in the name of Jesus. Every embargo be lifted in the name of Jesus. Every barrier be lifted in the name of Jesus. Baraka sandara da kabure ke barara ka sandara da. I am seen in the name of Jesus. Every barrier, every barrier, every embargo that has caused men not to see me, that has caused men not to see me, is lifted in the name of Jesus. Every embargo, every barrier that has caused men not to see me is lifted in the name of Jesus. Every barrier, I decree and I declare it. Every barrier that has caused men not to see me is lifted in the name of Jesus. Press in, just a few minutes more. Every barrier, every embargo that man has put on me, and cost me, and that has cost me not to be seen. In the name of Jesus, they are lifted. Every embargo is lifted. Every barrier is lifted. Because I am seen by God. I am seen by my Father God. Therefore, every embargo be lifted. You know that scriptures when it says,
Ye kabaraka sandarada kabode kebababa. He said, believe, cherry, oh ye gates, baraka sandarada kaba, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, is the King of Glory. Baraka sandarada keboye kebaraka sandarada. So we are going to be decreeing, lift up your head, oh ye gates, baraka sandarada kaboye kebaraka sandarada, ye kabode kebaraka sandarada, that I may come in, that I, Anu, may come in, the daughter of the Most High God, baraka sandarada kaba, the God that is mighty in battle, baraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada, the powerful, the all powerful God, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada kaboye kebaradada, so that I may come in, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, baraka sandarada kaboye kebaraka sandarada kaboye kebaradada, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada kadede, ye kabode kebarada kasandarada da, ba, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada da, ye kabode kebaraka sandarada da, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada da, ba, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada da, ye kabode kebaraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada da, ye kabode kebaraka sandarada da, ba, baraka sandarada da kaba, baraka sandarada kadarada kasandarada, ba, baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada, ba, baraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada, ye kabode kebaraka sandarada. The Lord strong and mighty is the King of Glory. The one mighty in a battle is the King of Glory, and he is my God. Ye kabaraka sandarada kabababa. Therefore, every embargo, lift up your heads. Every barrier, lift up your heads. Ye kabaraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada. Because my Father wants to come in. The one that sees me wants to come in. Baraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada. And as he comes in, I come in too. Baraka sandarada kebode. Ye kabode kebaraka sandarada. And as he comes in, I come in too. Baraka kebode kebaraka sandarada. Ye kabode kebaraka sandarada. I am set free. I am set loose. I am seen. Every barrier that has held me bound. Every barrier that has covered me. That has made me not to be seen by men. Baraka sandarada kababa. Be lifted. Lift your heads, O ye gates. Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Ye kabode kebaraka sandarada. Lift your heads, O ye gates. Ye kabaraka sandarada. I decree and declare. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And lift up your heads, every embargo. Lift up your heads, O every barrier. Baraka sandarada kabode kebaraka sandarada. That I may come in with the King of Glory. Ye kabaraka sandarada. That I may come in with the all powerful God, the one that sees me. Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada kaye kebaradada. Ye kasandarada kasandarada kebode kebaradada. Ye kasandarada kededede. Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Ye kabode kebaraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Ye kabaraka sandarada. Whoo! Every gate is lifted. Baraka sandarada kaba. Every embargo lifted. Whoo! Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Baradada. Ye kasandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada kasandarada. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ye kasandarada kabode kebaradada kasindede. Ye kabaraka sindede kebode kebaraka sandada. I am seen. Begin to declare it. I am seen. I am seen. I am seen. Embargoes lifted. Barriers lifted. I am seen. I am seen. Decree and declare. I am seen. I am seen by my Father God. Therefore, men will see me too. I am seen by my Father God. Therefore, men will see me too. Therefore, men will see me too, and they will see your glory in me. Men will see me too, and your glory be seen in me. Therefore, men will see me too, and your glory will be seen in me. Everything I desire will see me. Baraka sandarada kabaraka sandarada. Everything good and godly will see me. Baraka sandarada kebode kebaraka sandarada. Every of your promise, every promise of the Father will locate me, because I am seen. Because I am seen. Because I am am seeing. I decree and I declare it, my Father, my King. You said he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Father, Lord, I decree and I declare that I, Anu, is found. Ye kabore ke baraka sandadaba. I, Anu, is seen in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that my children, my son, Teniola, is seen. Baraka sandadadakaba. Every embargo is taken off his life. I decree and I declare that my son, Angela Olua, is seen. Every embargo is taken off his life. I decree and I declare that my children fulfill purpose. I decree and I declare that I fulfill your purpose because I carry your glory. I am seen by the Father. Therefore, men will see your glory in me. Father, I thank you. Jehovah, I give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! How are you, Brother Appy? How are you doing? Thank you so much. I feel so refreshed. I don't know about you, but I feel so refreshed by this prayer that we have prayed today. Happy new month once again, and welcome to commanding your money, commanding him. So, sorry, I'm talking about my church, and welcome to securing your word for manifestation. Welcome to securing your word for manifestation. This is day one of day three. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Brother Happy. I can see the emoji. Hallelujah. So let's dive in. Let's begin. Praise be the name of the Lord. Last month I concluded, I said that the love of God is the stabilizing factor for securing our word for manifestation. The love of God. Because the love of God will compel us to do whatever it takes to see the word of God manifest. That is how it works. It compels us. It pushes us. It pushes us to do right by God. It pushes us to do what the word says. The love of God. You know, Joseph says, how can I do this? Do this evil thing in the sight of God. The love of God. The love of God will make us reference God with our life. The love of God will make our life a form of worship for the Father. We wouldn't want to do anything that will grieve the Holy Spirit. We would just want to do everything that pleases God. That is what we want to do. And the scripture, the anchor scripture for today, praise be the name of the Lord. The anchor scripture for today is Isaiah 40, chapter 8. Is Isaiah 40, chapter 8. So let's open to it, please. Praise be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 48. My Bible is by me. I'm reading the Amplified Bible. Praise be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 48. It says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. The word of our God stands forever. That means every word that the Father, our Father God, gives us is a sure word of prophecy. There is no doubt about it. Why else do you think that the devil contends with it? Because he knows that if we stand by the word and do the instructions thereby, it will come to pass in our lives. Everything else will fail. But God's word will stand forever. So my pastor will say, the word of God is bankable. I can put my life on the line for it. Yes, because the word of God is bankable. If we love God, we will follow his word through the obedience to instructions. So we are still on the teaching abiding. Like I've been saying, that probably is abiding that we're going to do throughout this year. Because there's a lot of things embedded in this abiding. You see that scripture in Psalm 91:1, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't get it. Because when that word sinks inside of us, sinks inside our spirit man, as it, we are, it will just be like, we won't have any care in the world. We won't have any care in this world that we live in. Because we are seated in heavenly places. We are abiding in him. Abiding, clearly to abide is to do what the word of God says. Because if we claim that we are abiding in God, we must do what the word says. To abide in God is to do what the word says. Because I can't claim, I am Oluwa Posimi, cannot claim to you and tell you that I love God and I'm doing contrary to the word. Just yesterday morning, because on Sunday, my pastor was teaching us about kingdom agenda. And you know, it is from my pastor that I heard. And I heard the secret that where the rule of God reigns, where the glory of God is always seen, where the power of God reigns, is where his kingdom rules. So, Brother Happy, when the power of God reigns are in your life, reigns in what you do. When God's glory is seen in you, the kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God has come. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is, the kingdom of God has already come, because his rule reigns, his power reigns by me and by you. So I'm thinking, I want thy kingdom come right now. So I must abide. So that the kingdom of God can be here on earth through me, through you. So that men may see and glorify my Father, our Father who is in heaven. Whenever I think about that, I get good goosebumps. Like, ayay! So to abide is to do what the word of God says. And one thing I want us to know at this point is that what God begins, he completes it. Let me explain that to you. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. What God begins, he completes. And I want to tell you that what he begins, when God wants to begin his work in us, when God wants to begin to show forth, his kingdom wants to begin to come through us, he begins by the word that he gives us. It begins by the word that he gives us. And because God will finish, God will perform everything that it starts. It is our job. It is now left to us to make sure that we secure our word for manifestation. Being confident of this very thing, that God who begins a good work, we complete it. Who begins that work? Because when once he releases the word, his work has begun. Once God gives us his word, his work in us has begun. His work in us has begun. Hallelujah. And he will finish it. Because the Bible says, he who begins his good work will finish it. I want to point out again that abiding in God is a process. To abide in God is a process. It's not something that we just walk into as soon as we give our lives to Christ. We are all work in progress. It's why when a particular word or obedience, it's why when we receive a particular word and we obey particular instruction given to us, and we see the outcome of it, the testimony of it that comes out of that word that we believe, the instructions that we obey, we progressively are willing to obey more of God's word because we have seen with proofs what the first obedience brought us. It's a progressive thing. It's a progressive thing. This morning I brought out my book of covenant. Because the church I belong to, we believe in covenant. We believe that when we make promises to God that God, I won't do this, I won't do that, we find out that we still fall. We still fall short. We still fall. So why not make a covenant with the Father? Because that's what he does with us. He respects covenant. And he keeps his word. He keeps his part of the covenant. Because my pastor will say that a child of God, my pastor is Pastor Bidemi Makmodi, that a child of God should not be without a covenant with the Father. When I heard that on Sunday, there's this thing I've been struggling with. Man, I'm human. I took my book of covenant yesterday morning and I wrote and I made a covenant with the Father. That as I live, Lord, I make a covenant with you. And by this covenant, I ask what I wanted by the covenant I'm making with the Father. Because he will hold his own path. So it's left to me to hold my own path. And I said, by this covenant, I want your Holy Spirit to be in me every day of my life. Because I know that I am nothing without the Spirit of the Father. I cannot achieve anything without the Spirit of the Father. I cannot achieve anything without his presence going with me. Like Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, then we are not going anywhere. You make that covenant with the Father. Because the Father knows. And one thing I know, and the Holy Spirit tells me, he's telling me now, that God sees our work. God sees us trying to do right by Him. And He will empower us by His Spirit to stand firm and stand in Him, to keep abiding in Him. So covenant. Is a way of staying in the secret place of the Most High. Is a tool for staying in the secret place of the Most High. I said abiding in God takes process because we are a work in progress. It's why when a particular word or obedience to instructions works for us, when a particular word or instructions that we obey works for us, we'll see the fruits, because there's always fruits. That is why this is called securing your word for manifestation. You want to see the fruits of the word that you've gotten by the manifestation of that word. So when we obey instruction, when we see that the obedience, this instruction that the Father gave me, it works. I can see the proof. We progressively are willing to obey more of God's word because we have seen the proofs of the previous obedience. That's why we say, I see we are work in progress. That's how we begin to grow in Him. Because the Bible says in Him we live and in Him we have our being. God's words transform us. And by it, we are productive. By productivity, I mean when eventually the word manifests. The word becomes flesh. That men see and glorify your Father, our Father which is in heaven. Praise be the name of the Lord. As long as we abide in the Father, as long as we abide in God the Father, our hope in the Word, given to us is not cast away. Because we are abiding in Him, because we live in Him daily, in His presence we are daily, we know that wherever we go is with us. So our hope is not cast in stone. Our hope is not cast away. The more we abide, the more we are sure that the word He gives us will come to pass. The more. Abraham stood on the promise of Isaac for 25 years. He abided still. And did it come to pass? He said, though it tarries in the book of Habakkuk, though it tarries, I will wait for it. That is what securing your word for manifestation is. Though it tarries, everything you've got, everything it takes. We'll wait for it. I was privileged to hear the testimony of someone who waited for the fruit of the womb for 10 years. 10 years. He is the man. He got the word from God. You don't get it. He got married. And the Lord told him that this is your marriage. You will have a child after the end of 10 years. And the man called his wife, newlywed, that I just heard the Father that we are going to have a child in 10 years' time. And the wife said, okay, whatever the Lord says. And for 10 years, after 10 years, the same month, the month that the 10 years ended, the wife went to meet the husband. 10 years has ended, though. You said God said that your Isaac will be born after 10 years. Hey! He now went back. and reminded God that, Father, you said I will have a child after 10 years. 10 years has passed. Now give me my son. And the wife became pregnant. And 9 months later, their son came. Remember in scripture, God said the people of Israelite will be in bondage for 400 years. He has already. Was it Abraham he told? That your children will be in bondage. Then nobody said anything in 400 after 400 years. And getting close to 430 years, the Israelites started shouting in the ears of God, that, oh God of heaven, the God of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are you not in heaven? We've been in this bondage now. Set us free. And God found, called Moses in the bush and sent him on that errand. Are you getting me? What I am saying is, God's word will come to pass no matter what. Those who abide in God do not give up on his word, on the word sent to them. Come rain, come shine, in season and out of season. Remember, I began with the scripture in the book of Isaiah 48. That everything else may wither, but God's word stands sure. There's another scripture that said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of my word will go unfulfilled. I'm trying to look for that word. Heaven and earth may pass away. That is Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It won't pass. That is, the word is given. Now it is left for me, Bra Happy. It is left for you to see it, that this word shall come to pass. This word shall come to pass. Because he has already released this word. His word is for coming to pass. It's given. But we must do the work. There's work to be done. Because come rain, come shine. In season and out of season, the word of the Lord does not pass away. It fulfills that which the Lord has sent it. Abiding in God sustains us. It keeps our feet grounded, immovable. When we abide in God, we are immovable. No matter what the world says, no matter what we see, we are immovable. The most precious truth about abiding, listen to me, pay attention to me. The most precious thing about abiding to me is the ability to sustain and stay. The most precious truth about abiding in God to me is the ability to stay. Is the ability to stand. Is the ability to continue to wait. Because there's no other place I'd rather be than in his presence. There's no other place I'd rather be than to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. the most precious thing to me about abiding in God is my ability, the ability to stay, the ability to stand, the ability to continually wait in God. Despite everything that I see, despite, ability to wait on the word that the Lord has spoken. Ability to wait on the word that the Lord has spoken. See, I'm ever ready to contend with the word. Because I know that crazy devil wants to contend that word with me. So when I receive the word, I'm hyper ready with every sword of the spirit that I can pack to contend with the word. No matter what anyone else says or think, no matter any assumption by men about me, no matter what men think about you, no matter what men think about, say about you, no matter their assumptions of you, because of the path of life that you have chosen, because you are walking in the path of life, not the path of death, you keep on staying. I keep on staying. And you should too stay, abide. The word of God, the word that God has given us should make us think, should make us meditate. And it should give us rest. The word that the Father gave me for the month of May is, I see you. I see you. It made me think. It has given me rest because I am expected now to see the goodness of the Jehovah in my life. And if I see it, the world will see it as well. Because if God sees me, the world will see me too. And I don't even care, give a damn about the world right now. I just want my Father to see me. I just want the one who owns my life to see me. And everything else will fall into place. And when God sees us, we know, right, that there's a reward. There's a reward. There's a reward. And I am glad to be seen. I am so blessed and glad to be seen. And I say to you too, Brother Appy, and anyone listening and will listen later, you are seen by the Father. Don't for one moment think that you are not seen. He sees you in season and out of season. He sees you come rain, come shine. The thing about abiding, as I conclude, is you get divine confidence in God. You know, when we abide in the secret place of the Most High, we are confident that nothing comes at us. Though it tries to come at us, but it doesn't get us. His word will perform that which he has sent it. God's word will always perform that which he has sent it. So believe as you abide in the secret place of the Most High, as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, as you abide daily in his presence, know this truth. His word to you will perform that which he has sent it. In the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have come to the end of today's, the first day of securing your word for manifestation. I'll be here again tomorrow, 12 a.m. West African time, for day two. And I'm sure that the Holy Spirit will have a word for you. You will have your own word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so, so much, Brother Appy. The Lord sees you, and you will see the goodness of the one that sees you. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that you continually encounter Akirishore. In case you do not know what Akirishore means, Akirishore means the one who goes about to do good. And it is taken from the scripture, Acts 10:38, when God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about to do good, healing, doing signs, doing miracles, wrought diverse signs and miracles. I pray that you continually encounter Jesus, Akirishore, the good doer God, all the days of your life. And in case you've not given your life to Christ, what are you still waiting for? Because it is those that are with him, it is those in Christ that he shares his word with. Because if you are not in Christ, you won't be a doer of the word anyways. And the Lord gives his word to doers of his word. So if you are not in Christ, just say with me, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. It's just so simple. All you need is your heart to be connected. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Allow the Holy Spirit to take charge and convict your life. Take away every sin and make you brand new in Jesus' name. If you have any questions, just come into my DM and ask. I'm sure the Holy Spirit will give you an answer of peace in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen. I'll see you again tomorrow, 12 a.m. Thank you so much. God bless you. Brother Appy, I love you with the love of God. Thank you so much, brother. Bye. See you tomorrow.